wanted to share a tool that I started using recently. And if you're doing any prospecting or lead sourcing from LinkedIn, it's definitely worth checking out. The tool is called Surf, and it's spelled S-U-R-F-E. It's a Chrome extension that allows you to add contacts to your CRM directly from LinkedIn. I use it to add contacts quickly, follow my deals, keep track of my notes, and it's actually saved me a bunch of time. The data is always 100% accurate because I don't have to copy and paste each detail from each contact over to my CRM. Instead, Surf does it all for me automatically with just one click. Now, the folks over at Surf have been kind enough to put together a promo offer for fans of SSP. You can go to the link in the show notes and use the promo code JWSURF with an E, 5, for a 5% discount on your first year. Check out the link in the show notes and go check them out. Hey, sales players, it's Jesse, and we've made it. We're almost to the very end of 2023. And if you've listened to me for the last couple of years, you know that December, especially the last couple of weeks of December, tend to be my time frame for when I start to think about how I can prepare for next year and how I can make sure I have the best possible year professionally and personally. And so I'm doing a lot of goal setting and planning. I'm thinking through the things that I did this year that didn't work and also contrasting those with the things that did. I'm being very thoughtful and writing a lot and trying to really understand where I can get better because I intend to have a massive year in 2024. Part of that's because this year, 2023, was a little interesting. It got off to an interesting start and then was a little bit anticlimactic for me personally. And I think most of you out there listening would agree. 2023 was a year full of uncertainty. You might have been laid off, downsized. You may have even had deals slip to the back part of the year or even into next year. So I think we're all feeling something there to that. And for that reason, I'm being especially thoughtful and calculated this year on how I want to approach next year. So I wrote down actually 10 things that I'm going to do in 2024 that are a little bit unconventional. They're things that I maybe started doing a little bit of this year and I found to work really well, but they're definitely things that might go against the grain in terms of what most people say is conventional wisdom in selling. And these are things that I'm hoping will help me improve my sales, level me up in my career, and generally make me a better, more well-rounded person. Because I think that's been a theme of mine for the last few months, at the very least, is the importance of balance in my career and not letting myself go too far in one direction or the other. Because in the past, what I've done is I've gone so hard that I've burned out and then I have to start all over again. So what I want to do is try to run a marathon next year instead of a sprint. And so here's these 10 things. I wrote these down. I'm going to go through each of these and just explain my mindset behind each one and why I think this will be something that's going to help me level up in my selling game in 2024. So let's take it from the top here. Number one is I want to actually travel more, both personally and for business. But what I found, especially recently this year, I had a couple of really great trips that I took, both out of the country. And when I came back from each of those trips, one of them I actually just got back from, by the way, a couple days ago, and I found this like huge boost in clarity and productivity after having traveled a little bit and expanded my horizons a little bit. So I want to try to emphasize more travel in my, maybe even once a quarter. I'm not quite sure if I'll be able to commit to that just yet. But I want to try to travel at least twice next year. And when I say travel, I'm talking two pretty big trips, going to a foreign country, going somewhere I've never been before. And then two kind of big personal trips and then a handful of like work and business trips. And the reason behind those ones also is to just get better connected with the people I'm working with, my teammates, my colleagues, but also the folks that I'll be partnering with on sales. I want to try to build more in-person relationships. And that's going to be a huge goal of mine this coming year is to spend more time in person with people versus getting on the phone or being on Zoom. Whereas in years past, especially the last couple of years, that's been my go-to is cell phone or Zoom. And I want to actually really put myself out there in 2024 and spend more time in person with my teammates, with fans of the podcast, with prospects that are in my funnel, et cetera. So traveling more, getting out more, getting on more planes, buses, trains, whatever it is. I have every intention of doing that this year. So that's number one. Number two is actually to read more non-sales, non-business, and non-self-help books. I tend to overemphasize those types of books. If you've listened to my show for a while, I've got a bunch of book recommendations, especially on the sales and business front. but I want to actually read more literature, more fiction, more history books, more books about different topics that are going to expand my horizons a little bit. I feel like I've probably overemphasized the sales and business, and I think prospects, partners, colleagues all tend to appreciate someone who's got a different perspective that might be formed by a book that's not a, you know, sales or business book. So reading more literature, fiction, what I found is as I've amped that up over the last couple of months, my ability to communicate has improved, my critical thinking has improved, and I felt more well-rounded as a person and as a professional. So that's number two, reading more non-sales, non-business books. Number three, walking more, moving more, walking more, but a special emphasis on just walking. Because what I've been finding, especially over the last couple months, is I've picked up my step count every day. And that's hard to do seasonally, especially if you live in a place that's really hot, like where I live for part of the year, or a place that's really cold, where a lot of you might live during parts of the year. It's hard to stay consistent on this, but as best as possible, I'm going to try to stay very consistent on getting steps in and walking a lot. And the reason that I found this to be helpful is I tend to get really creative on walks. I've found that when I go on a, 2-3 mile walk and come back, I have all these new ideas for the podcast. I have new ideas for how I'm going to help my prospects. And I start to get like a lot of creativity flowing from just getting up and moving. And I know from reading a business book, Steve Jobs' biography, that was one of the ways that he got super creative at Apple was he would do walking one-on-ones with his team members, and he would constantly be pushing everybody to go walk with him so that they could ideate a little bit more. So going on more walks, I've found it to be very beneficial to me. A lot of the best podcast episodes that I've done came after a 2 or 3 mile walk or any form of exercise, but walking especially seems to really unlock the creativity for me. So I intend to do a lot more walks in 2024. Number four, I'm going to spend more time writing things. It doesn't really matter what, I just know I want to spend more time writing. In 2023, I actually took a copywriting course, which really helped me write more persuasively, shorten the way that I write, and kind of find my rhythm in how I write things. And I found it to be really beneficial. So I want to keep going with that, because what I want to be able to do is use the written word to communicate with my, again, partners, prospects, colleagues, with y'all who are listening to the show. I want to use writing more effectively, and I want to be a great writer. Because if you look back in history, a lot of the most exceptional minds of our time were really good writers. And I say of our time, but also of the past, were very good writers and had a gift with the written word. So I intend to improve my writing. I'm not exactly sure at this moment how I'm going to do that, but I know I'm going to practice writing more things, spending more time writing down my thoughts, spending time writing briefs and summaries of things to help me get more concise. But I plan to do a lot more writing in 2024. Number five, I plan to reach out to old friends, colleagues, family members that I haven't kept in touch with. And I really want to emphasize strong relationships. What I've found is when I reconnect with old colleagues, usually a new opportunity pops up from that, a new door opens. And so I want to be able to make more of that kind of thing happen. And I think the way to do that is going to be to circle back on colleagues and friends, and not at a surface level either, really try to reconnect in a deep and meaningful way with people that I've worked with in the past, people I've sold to in the past, again, partners, colleagues, friends, even relatives who I haven't had as close of a relationship with. I really want to go out of my way this coming year to connect with people on a deeper level and stay in touch. And I believe that there'll be some benefit professionally to doing that. Number six is going to sound really interesting and possibly quite counterintuitive. And that is, I'm going to actually lower the outreach volume. I'm not going to do as much prospecting activity or activity count as I have done in years past. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to prospect. It doesn't mean I'm not going to push really hard to build a massive pipeline, but it does mean that I'm going to focus on the things that are going to build stronger relationships with my buyers versus things that are just going to annoy people or get marked as spam. So lowering the amount of just kind of cold, non-personalized emails, generic calls and voicemails that I'm sending out, and really focusing on trying to build a case for each of my prospects to consider what we're doing. So lower outreach volume, less just generic cold calls and more focus on trying to connect with the right people at the right companies, focusing on trying to get the messaging to have a lot of value and to resonate really well and to be very personalized in a way that a buyer can really consider what my offer is and really evaluate it fully versus just, you know, trying to add noise into the ether. So less outreach volume, less, you know, volume of activity in 2024 for me. Number seven is I'm going to try to give more. I'm going to try to do more and give more and add more upfront value. And I'm going to do it without expecting anything in return. I don't want anyone to reciprocate. I just want to do and give more in 2024. So I don't know exactly what that looks like right now, but I know I want to try to find more ways I can add value for people in my network, for people that I'm working with, for friends, family, et cetera. And I don't want to expect anything in return. I just want to do it out of, you know, just out of a desire to help more people and to be a resource for people. Because what I found is that's the most important thing in life is to have, you know, again, deep relationships where you're adding value. And I know that people will reciprocate. I do believe in business karma. I've talked about this on the show before, but I don't want to specifically expect anything, right? I just want to do more, give more. And I know that, you know, the universe will kind of take care of that for me. So the next thing is number eight is spending more time developing industry specific knowledge. So I have done little bits of this over the years, but I really want to double down on this in 2024. I want to just really get into the seat of who I'm selling to and really try to understand their world and their day to day in a way that I haven't before in the past. And by the way, I've been selling to the same buyer persona now for about 5 years, maybe even more. And you'd think by this point, I have learned as much as you could learn about a specific buyer or persona or a specific prospect, but I still feel like I'm learning new insights about them day to day. And I think there's so much more I could be doing to better understand their world and what their challenges are and what their pain points are. And I intend to really get deep on my industry knowledge. I'm going to do that by listening to less podcasts, maybe on sales and business, and more podcasts on my specific industry, reading more publications and blogs and things like that from folks that I'm selling to and that are in my industry versus, I don't know, sales thought leaders and things like that. So that is number eight, spending more time developing my industry specific knowledge. Number nine, I'm going to spend less time posting on social media. I'll be honest, I don't spend that much time posting as it is. I really try to be thoughtful about what I do post or what I do share, but I'm really going to focus only on posting things that I think add a lot of value and not just for the sake of posting to trick some algorithm into, you know, making me look like I'm some kind of thought leader, right? I'm not going to do that. I really just want to post content that I think people will find valuable and post things that I think will be helpful, whether that's to my buyers, to you know, you as a listener. I only want to post value, and I'll probably reduce the amount that I post, even though I don't post that much as it is, to focus on quality over quantity. All right, now the last thing, number 10, I'm going to focus more on being stoic. And I was watching a great movie a couple weeks ago, The Big Lebowski, and he has a quote in the movie that I just love when he's talking to the cowboy at the bar in the bowling alley. The cowboy asks him, you know, how things are going. And he says, strikes and gutters, man, strikes and gutters. I've probably quoted this exact thing on the show before, but I can't emphasize enough how awesome that mindset is. Sales is a game of strikes and gutters in bowling, you know, for the bowling analogy. Sometimes you're going to hit a bunch of strikes and sometimes you're going to get a bunch of gutter balls, and that's sales. And so I think stoicism is so important. And a lot of us experienced that this year where at the beginning of 2023, I know I was really pumped up to have an amazing year, and it didn't turn out as great for me as I was hoping it would be. I'm going to try again in 2024. And to be honest, 2024 may suck too. I don't know. But having the mindset of a stoic where it's okay, you know, I'll just keep playing the game, keep rolling the ball down the lane and hoping for strikes, but you might get some gutters along the way. So number 10 is definitely going to be more stoic. I'm going to manage my mood and attitude and mindset a little bit more than I have in years past. I'm going to focus on the few things that I can control and let go of all of the many things that are completely out of my control. And this is something, by the way, that's really hard for me to do. Up to this point in my career, I've spent a lot of time trying to
engineer my own success and influence as many things as I possibly can. But I've learned now, especially over the last couple of years, that there's just so much that's out of my control and there's no point in fussing over it or worrying about it. All you can do is focus on the things that you can control. So that's it, guys. That's the 10 unconventional things I plan to do next year to improve my sales and level up in my career. I hope you found this helpful, and thanks for listening.